I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, where it is time for our award-winning history segment called Saving Stories. And I'm here with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature audio from the collection, and that collection continues to grow. And that's one of the reasons we're here today, Doug.
It's good to be here.
You now have some previously restricted interviews that are going up online involving a political giant in our state.
Yes. So in 1974, the first interviews began as part of the Albert Benjamin Happy Chandler Oral History Project. Professor Charles Rowland at the University of Kentucky set out to document the complexity of this story comprehensively. He conducted 68 oral history interviews with Happy Chandler, about Happy Chandler. He interviewed family friends. He interviewed political rivals. He interviewed Chandler's bodyguard. He interviewed just this incredible range of people to document this fairly complicated story. And those interviews since 1974 have been restricted, not able to be made public. And they are now, that restriction has been lifted, and those are now available online.
And we have in our studio, you talk about a complicated history, and somebody who knows it very, very well is the grandson of A.B. Happy Chandler, and that would be none other than Ben Chandler.
Good to be with you, Alan and Doug. I'm very excited about this. Our whole family is, and we're interested, of course, in hearing all of these tapes, which we even haven't even had the chance to hear. These have been restricted for so long, and it's very exciting to see such a comprehensive group of tapes made available for the public.
These interviews contain details about Chandler's childhood, about Chandler's personal life growing up, going to Transy and being a waiter, waiting tables. He talked about delivering papers for the Lexington Herald. He talks about his early political career. He talks about his later political career. Talks in detail about being the commissioner on baseball who desegregated Major League Baseball. He talks about campaigns and some of his rivals in those campaigns. He talks about these shifting allegiances and power dynamics. And he talks even about political scandals.
And some of the stuff about dirty tricks and scandals and really interesting things that were impactful back at that time.
There's just so much audio to choose from in these 68 interviews because these are lengthy interviews. We thought we wanted to pick a clip today that really demonstrated Chandler's personality. And one of those is him addressing one of the scandals in particular.
One of the great things about this particular accusation was that it includes a character well-known not only in Kentucky but throughout the world. And it's a story that very, very few people know about. But back in the 1940s, he was accused by his political opponent, John Y. Brown Sr., of having used war material that was being rationed. So Brown sent a couple of men to the garage over on Elm Street in Versailles to see if he had, in fact, used tires that he ought not to have used on his car. One of those men, believe it or not, was Colonel Sanders.
And by the way, he was a rogue, and I knew him nearly all the days of his life. He was a bootlegger. In the early days, he had no character. Later, he got money, and then he got character. And they started giving him this, that, and the other, you know. But thank God I knew him for 60 years or more, and I knew him quite well, you understand. And but he sent him over here with some fellows, and they came into my garage and examined my tires.
Colonel Sanders?
Yeah. And Mama chased them and put the police on them and finally got them. She chased them as soon as they ran out of the garage.
But the tires were not in any way illegally acquired.
Not by me, and I don't think by anybody. I don't think they ever, they never made any allegation like that stand up.
And Doug, all of these interviews now are available online.
That's right. Charles Rowland's 68 oral history interviews are available in our super cool search system. So you search on a word, and it takes you to the moment when Happy Chandler says the word, KentuckyOralHistory.org.
Doug Boyd and Ben Chandler have been our guests today on Saving Stories. Thank you both for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me, too. Alan, it's been wonderful.